Foundations of Amateur Radio. One of my recurring, you might call it regrets, but probably not quite that strong, is that I often find myself discovering that an amateur radio contest came and went. Or worse, I found out on the day, preferably at midnight UTC, when many contests start, which happens to be 8 a.m. Saturday morning where I live, right when my weekly radio net for new and returning amateurs, F-Troop, begins. Often, by that time, I already have plans for the weekend, and now I know I'm missing out on some or other activity that might encourage me to go outside and get fresh air whilst playing radio. Don't get me wrong, it's my own responsibility to manage my time, but that doesn't explain what's going on. So I started exploring what might be causing this. I mean, it shouldn't be that hard. There's pretty much a contest on every weekend, so I could sort out my radio and get on air to make noise at any point of any day. That this doesn't happen can only partially be explained by the state of my shack, which I have yet to get working the way I want, but it doesn't explain everything. I'm subscribed to several contest calendars. The most prominent of these is one maintained by Bruce, Whiskey Alpha 7 Bravo November Mike. The contestcalendar.com website is a great place to start. Another is the personal site of prolific contester and contest manager Alan Victor Kilo 4 Sierra November. Both sites offer a calendar feed file that you can subscribe to. So, subscribe to the calendar. Job done, right? Unfortunately not. As it happens, for several years I have, in fact, subscribed to both those calendars. I even shared these with my partner, which results in a fun exchange at the breakfast table that goes something like this. Hey, do you need the car on Saturday? Why? Well, there's an amateur contest on. So my partner is often more aware of contests than I am, and supposedly I'm the amateur in this household. It occurs to me that I need an alert to point at an upcoming contest, preferably one that I can configure that's specific to me. I don't tend to look that far into the future. I have plenty of stuff that needs to happen today without worrying about next month. I started exploring what I might do about this. Be the change you want to see. So I contacted Bruce and asked what views he might hold on the addition of an alarm in the calendar file he publishes. I also asked if there was a way to configure what contests are visible in that file. Whilst hunting through his site, I discovered that there's plenty of Australian contests not on the site, so I created a list of contests I know about that I thought should be on the calendar. I might point out that Bruce's job isn't easy. Trying to get information out of contest managers can sometimes be like powering a spark gap transmitter using a push bike. Here's an example of one contest that has an algorithm to determine when the next contest is. I kid you not. There's a winter, spring, and summer version of this contest. For winter, when the June solstice is on a weekday, Monday through Friday, the weekend following shall be the weekend of the event. If not, that weekend shall be the weekend of the event. The spring and summer versions are even more involved, counting forwards or backwards 4 weeks from the December solstice. It helpfully includes a link to the solstice dates for this century, because really, that's how the dates are determined. If I'm feeling particularly sparky, I might even make a calculator, since the contest manager for that contest hasn't announced the dates for the next contest. Though my previous experiences whilst attempting to calculate moon bounce windows using the Python AstroPy package was challenging. I did find PyFM, which has several solstice and equinox functions. So, now all I need to do is make my shack work as I want it, bolt a radio back in my car, win lotto when something else. I forget what. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.